We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2195. That is the year that Levi was born. Levi was born on the first day Chol HaMoed. He was born in the 16th of Nisan. Levi lived for 137 years. We have here a whole long footnote that discusses all kinds of Kabbalistic concepts about Levi and discusses details of how we figure out how long he lived. His color on the breastplate was bareket. And he gives here a word called karfunkla. I don't know what kind of stone that is. He says this was a stone that they had all the way going back to the ark, to Noah's ark, and that stone is an amulet for making a person smart. And if you grind that stone into what you eat or drink, so then it helps a person become smarter and it opens one's heart. And that's why Levi's stone on the breastplate was bereket, because Levi was a shining light when it came to the Torah. And the Midrash says that when Levi was born, the house filled with light. The Navi calls that stone, and the prophets, the Navi calls it Avnei Ekdach. He says that the nobles of Venice have one such stone in all their treasuries. The Midrash calls it Barkan and Afran, and that's because it gives off so much light. It's shiny like gold. It gives off a yellow light like gold. Yehuda was born in the year 2195. So that's 2195. So that's a problem. How does he do that? Because that's the same year as Levi. If Levi was born in Nisan, I don't get it. No, it's the same mother. I think there must be a mistake here. He says he was born in the 15th of Sivan. Yehuda lived 119 years, and he died before Levi, 18 years prior to Levi's passing. Yes?
If we were to find a rock today, would we be able to grind out
anything? Why not?
Yeah?
Find that blood? I don't know. I don't think it's a problem.
You gotta be smart enough to find that rock. So you're right.
Grinding the blood?
The rock.
Would they even recognize it though? That's the thing. Even if you stumble across it. They have like all of these things that we say at the end of davening, you know, that they make the incense from
right.
The frankincense. Do people even know if they would recognize it? I mean, today.
Right. Yehuda's stone on the breastplate was Nofech, and he says in Arabic, that's called Zamora. In German or French, it's called Markari. And in Aramaic, it's called Armargazin. It's green, like grass. And Yehuda was given that stone because he turned green in the whole story of Tamar. And his father suspected him for the sale of Yosef, for killing Yosef. And the amulet of that stone is that a person overcomes his enemies. They all run away from him. And that's why it's called Nofech in Hebrew. Nofech can mean to turn around. It's a black stone. It's not clear if it's dark, dark blue or completely black. And they say that that's the stone that's known today as Azmargad. I don't know what stone that is, but that's what they write. And again, it goes into the whole Kabbalistic thing of who Yehuda was. Thank you.